The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, March 16, 1986, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. A good Sunday evening to you, friends, and welcome back to Voice of America's special weekly program that brings you music by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. I'm your Music Time hostess, Rita Rochelle, and always happy to be with you and hope you're ready to sit back and enjoy the music. Here's Tabule, Motana Motaba Kutani, Makani Koningana.
Sina mobali bayokani basuki na libala odino mobali akomi kolatisa mwasi akomi mpe kolesa ye sangwe panzani mpe eyebani akomi mwasi ya moto alati pete na mosapi akomi femme d'autrui mwasi oyo angeli yeye Na yebi mi na miso ya bato Mwasi ya mabe azalite na nse ya nzambe Likambo kaka ali ya alata malamwe Mwasi yo angegi ye ye Kitoko na yebi mi na miso ya bato Mwasi ya mabe azalite na nse ya nzambe Likambo kaka ali ya alata malamwe o ekoki Oh lelo yo na luli mundie Bipai na bipai baleli mundie Sécurité nan toto poya mundie Oh lelo yo baluli mundie Bala obongi sa mwasi ome mande na moya baluliye Oh lelo yo na yo kisomoye Nasangi sécurité nan toto poya mundie Eloko ebongi si moninga bato bakolula Bakoti ya miso elamba elati moninga ezali kongenga bakowela e Eloko ebongi si moninga bato bakolula Bakoti ya miso elamba elati moninga ezali kongenga bakowela kosomba e
Taboulé, the great Rochereau, and his Afrisa International Group of Zaire starting things off for us this evening right here on Music Time in Africa. My friends, you're tuned to the Voice of America. This is VOA's Africa Service, and I'm Rita Rochelle here in our VOA studios, located a few steps from our nation's Capitol building in downtown Washington, D.C., USA. This evening, we're broadcasting on the 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter band shortwave, and we're always glad to have you with us. As you know, friends, it's my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, who selects all the good music we present on our programs each Sunday. And it's in this edition of Music Time in Africa that we have both popular and traditional music. So we hope you'll stay with us. Right now, from Tanzania, it's the Juwata Band. Dugu zangu leo nataka kuku hadithia.
Dugu zangu leo. Nataka kuwahadithia mambo yaliyonipata. Mimi ninasikitika, sitasahau. Nilikuwa naye, mpenzi wangu akanipenda, na mimi nikampenda. Tukataka kuoana kwa furaha. Ndugu zangu leo. Nataka kuwahadithia mambo yaliyonipata. Mimi ninasikitika, sitasahau. Nilikuwa naye, mpenzi wangu akanipenda, na mimi nikampenda. Tukataka kuoana kwa furaha. Sitasahau. Nilikuwa naye, mpenzi wangu akanipenda, na mimi nikampenda. Tukataka kuoana kwa furaha. Siku nyingi zilizopita, bibi alipata mimba. Pesa zote nilizompa zikabidi kupotea. Hata shule hakumaliza, mambo yakaharibika. Siku nyingi zilizopita, bibi alipata mimba. Pesa zote nilizompa zikabidi kupotea. Hata shule hakumaliza, mambo yakaharibika. Thank you.
was Juwata Jazz, one of Tanzania's many popular groups, still active and making lots of good music. That was a Swahili song in which the lead singer said, "Listen, brothers, I have a story to tell you." Well, friends, I have a story for you this evening about a musical instrument. The unique sounds of the mbira, Africa's contribution to the world of music. The instrument has many different names in different parts of Africa. I'll mention just a few from a list of more than several hundred names. Mbira, Mbila, Lekembe, Ikelembe, Kanguela, Ilemba, Kangoma, and Marimba. Basically, the instrument consists of a number of bamboo or metal strips of different lengths mounted on a board or in a small or large wooden box. Small size instruments are held in the palms of the hands while playing, and larger types are held in the arms or placed in the lap. Much larger instruments are usually placed on the ground and played with the musician sitting on top, using the box as a chair. These large box-type mbiras are especially popular throughout West Africa, and when the instrument spread to the Americas, they became popular in countries like Brazil, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. It's interesting to note that in the Dominican Republic, the mbira is called marimba, the same name as mbiras in Angola. In Cuba, the marimba is called marimbula, and in Haiti it's called mbila, malemba, and even manimbula. The mbira plays a major role in the ancient music of the Shona people in Zimbabwe, especially in the religious music of the traditionalists, who believe that the music of the mbira creates a bridge between the worlds of the living and the departed ancestors. Actually, some of the most sophisticated mbiras in Africa are found among the Shona. The instruments enable Shona musicians to develop an intricate polyphonic music that shows the real beauty of African melodic music. One of Zimbabwe's popular mbira players is Efat Majuru, who began playing the mbira at the age of 7. Some of you may remember our special presentation of Efat Majuru's music when he visited us here in Washington. At that time, our music man Leo talked with Mr. Majuru here in our studio. Here's that interesting interview once again.
Tinotende wauye.
Tinotenda mati makatidaidzo.
In Zimbabwe, it was in the Zimbabwe ruins where they found parts of the oldest type of mbira, known as, and this is, I believe, what you call the mbira zavadzimu.
That's right. I agree. That's right. The oldest mbira of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And the mbira has been used for religious doctrine in the great Zimbabwe ruins. It's still being played there, and the culture has become much more and more strong.
Who was the master from whom you learned how to play the mbira?
One of our forefathers was called Nembire. He was the great mbira player with all the stock of the Mbire family. Mm-hmm. And now my grandfather also learned from them, and he taught me how to play the mbira. My family is called the Mbire, and they were known as the mbira players. Mm-hmm. And my forefathers, they came from a place called Guruswa, then they came to Zimbabwe ruins. And now they moved to Wedza Mountain, and they've been working with making iron, and we are known as the Wambire people. And another family has moved to Amtali, now called the Zimunya area. They are all the family of the Wambire people. They've carried the religion from the ancient time. And our great-grandparents was called Nembire. He has created the empire of Monomtapa.
Which instrument is the most popular today?
The Mbira Zavadzimu, the Mbira Huru, the big Mbira. Because in the whole of Africa, you find Mbiras, but they become smaller and smaller and smaller. But the big Mbira that has got this power, the sound, you can find that in Zimbabwe.
And then, besides the Zavadzimu, you have the Njari.
Yeah, that's right. Mbira Zavadzimu and Njari also, they play a very important part.
You've brought here with you now four different types of mbira.
Yes. This instrument is called nyunga nyunga or karimba. That's the lower notes.
And how many notes does this have?
15 keys.
15 keys.
Yes.
The next instrument is the 22 keys. I call this mbira. It's on the same range of the mbira, zavadzimu.
Next one now.
This is called njari. This has got 27 notes. The most musicians now, they play the mbira zavadzimu. But some of the musicians, they play also mbira zavadzimu and njari.
Okay, and this last instrument is the mbira huru.
Mbira huru, yeah. This has got 25 notes.
And
it's for Vadzimu, the spirit one. I took my noble carry, I threw it across the river. I heard some beautiful music coming out from the ground. I took the music to the people. To my surprise, I found the people are sitting on the ground. I said, why are you sitting on the ground? We don't have a mat. I gave them my mat, and they were dancing on top of my mat. After a while, I found they break my mat. I said, why did you break my mat? We are sorry, our son. In a replacement of your mat, we are going to give you a cow. I said, oh, I like some milk. And the cow was walking in front of me. Tia, 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 tia. After a while, I found some people, they were trying to milk frogs. I said, what are you trying to do? Said, we don't have a cow to milk. I gave them my cow. After a while, I asked, where is my cow? They says, we don't know. In a replacement of your cow, we are going to give you a noble carry. So I was given a noble carry. I was walking with my noble carry. After a while, I found some people, they were trying to shoot animal with their pop gun. I says, here's the noble carry. It's better to have a noble carry. So they took my noble carry. After a while, I found they break my noble carry. Why did you break my noble carry? We are sorry. So they gave me one of their beautiful daughter. And I was walking with that. She was also smiling. Ah, 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 ah went home and they brewed beer and I invited all the friends. I told them, oh, what has happened? They all laughed. And that was the end of my problem. That's the end of the story.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. What is happening now in Zimbabwe with this traditional music? Are the young people interested?
Yes, the young people are very interested now. I used to teach at St. Peter's School, and they are going to teach this in the schools. It's already beginning.
Are the master musicians teaching also?
Yes, we've got students, yes, and we are busy. This is one thing that these people are beginning to learn more and more.
What other instruments besides the mbira?
The drums.
In the traditional music?
Yes, the drums.
And the young people are learning?
They are learning very much. They are learning to dance as well. It's something that has been in their hearts, you know. They have to just to learn a little bit. And we do appreciate also music from other countries. I also feel happy when I hear the Western music, because that's the world of sharing. We can't all listen to one thing, but the best thing is to appreciate, not to blame what other people do. That sees the conflict there that we had, but now the people are aware that the instrument, their culture and their music is the only true identity of what they are. I found a very big interest to the people here in America, and they are very, very interested. I found out that I wish if this thing has happened 100 years ago, there should have been a very bad understanding of the two worlds. The people are very interested, especially the school children, and also the elders. They are very, very happy. There's a great interest that wherever I play, people are saying, I must come back, I must come back. And I'm also interested to hear some of the music also, like the blues, reggae, and also all that, even the Western music and all that. Because like when I hear the blues and reggae, it reminds me, it's very close to my music. So I've brought the great-grandfather of reggae and the blues.
Tatinde. Efat Mujuru, thank you for visiting us here in Washington, and we wish you all the success in all your concerts, wherever you will go here in this country.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to music by mbira player Efat Mujuru of Zimbabwe and his conversation with our music man for Africa, my colleague, Leo Sarkisian. Still coming up, Kemayo and the K-System, so stay with me. You're tuned to the Voice of America's Africa service.
Join us every day on VOA.
From Harare to Calabar, from Maputo to Kumasi, more people keep their radios tuned to the VOA every day because it's the best way to know what's going on in Africa and the rest of the world. For the latest news about political and economic developments, science and technology, world sports and music, turn to the VOA every day and hear the difference. Let VOA's Africa service start your day with our morning program, Daybreak Africa. It's 2 hours of music, news, correspondence reports, information about science and technology, nutrition and health, and even time to answer questions from listeners. It's all on the VOA every day. And you can write to me for a program schedule. My name is Rita Rochelle, and that's spelled RitaRochelle. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547, USA. And I'd like to request that you please print your names or write them as clearly as possible each time you write to us. Or you may choose our alternate address, which might be a little less expensive, and that is to address your letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy, or USIS Center in your country. Tom Tom Polka, Kim Ayo's K-System from Cameroon, and that's it for this edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be back again this evening at 22 hours 30 GMT with our regular late Sunday evening edition of Music Time, featuring some of Africa's top pop bands, right here on VOA's Africa service. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now, with all my best to you, your family, and friends. My love to all of you. Stay tuned now for a brief report of the world news from the Voice of America in Washington.